And now we'll have Kathleen Graber to introduce our prize-winning reader this evening, another poet who knows something about what touches the street. Kathleen Graber.
Thank you, Greg. I just want to join Greg in thanking our sponsors one more time, the VCU Department of English, the VCU Libraries, Barnes & Noble at VCU, the VCU Honors College, and the VCU College of Humanities and Sciences, as well as the family of Larry Levis. In an interview given in February of this year, Roger Reeves revealed that he had just written on a scrap of paper the sentence, "A man can never be larger than his obsessions." Reading that, my immediate thought was, well, Roger, that's no problem for you, because you are surely a man obsessed with everything. And he is. Reeves goes on then to elegantly articulate his own understanding of his fascinations. He is obsessed, he says, by the intersection of politics, subjectivity, aesthetics, and race. And reading this, I thought, there you go, I'm right. Because where I come from, which is pretty near where he comes from, those things more or less constitute the world. Wittgenstein famously and somewhat disingenuously asserted, the world is everything that is the case. And it is Reeves' capacious, even voracious desire to fiercely and intimately engage everything that is the case that we encounter again and again in his individual poems and his remarkable collection, King Me. Recent MacArthur fellow Terence Hayes described it as a book of inhabitations and transformations, the disembodied multitudes that constitute a single body. If you are thinking that this sounds a bit like Walt Whitman, don't worry. You'll find Walt Whitman here, along with A Blade of Grass. There's also the Russian writer Mikhail Bulgakov, Basho, Rilke, Charlie Parker, and the Wu-Tang Clan. There are poems as self-portraits as Van Gogh, Duchenne, and Ernestine Tiny Davis, who played trumpet and sang for the first integrated all-women's jazz band, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, in the 1940s. There is Basquiat, and by way of Basquiat, Gerhard Torg Björk. But if we contain within ourselves a devastating pugilist like Mike Tyson, we also contain an Anne Frank and an Emmett Till. For if there is the present day cultural, social, political matrix, there must also be history. In other words, if there is everything, there is love, and there is genocide. Europe, Asia, Africa, America, and South America, horses, cows, many species of birds, a couple of parasites, one brief angel, and a lot of bees. Yet this is also a collection that is punctuated with the urgent narratives of a sister disappearing into mental illness and a brother in a red car who has put a bullet in his brain. One image that reoccurs is that of the frozen lake against whose hard chest geese lay their warm breasts, though the lake does not open. For this is the trouble and allure of everything. We want to get inside. Really inside. We want to commune with what we cherish. We want to understand that which we abhor. In other words, we would like to save each other, remove suffering from the world as methodically as a boy picks fleas from the body of a dog. But everything, like language, or especially language, like the complex we sometimes call the self, or especially the complex we sometimes call the self, has a skin, a border, a barrier, a limit, silence, mystery, sure. I once read somewhere that an alternate translation of Wittgenstein's dictum might be, the world is everything that has fallen. But when I searched this week for the source of that idea, I could not find it. I once read that all things are implicated in one another, and the source of that idea is Marcus Aurelius. In the face of this condition, which is in fact the case, which is in fact the fact of the fallen world, we can be tempted to despair or numb ourselves to what we would prefer not to see. Or we can attempt, as Roger Reeves does in his collection, to find a way to confront and elevate, as the title King Me suggests, with a violent attention or eternally provisional condition. What he calls in the collection's closing poems are drafts and fragments in order to hold each other toward heaven. Though everything on earth may be part of a fall we can ultimately not remedy, even though there may be, in fact, incomprehensible atrocity and pain. In the same interview, Reeves said that as a student, he had been indelibly struck by the idea that we are all an amalgamation of others, that we are assemblages, artificial and real as any poem, story, building, or boat. Reading and rereading King Me is a wonder and an invitation to wonder. Perhaps we are each in some way assembled from the world, and so also contain it, or at least contain a country, both in its beauty and its damage. Perhaps we are each everything that is the case, each of us containing contradictions and multitudes. It is a pleasure to welcome the multitude who goes by the name Roger Reeves.